Somebody tell me what point in history was the turning point for the economic situation of the creation. There's one turning point that affected everything more drastically than any other event in history. What was it?
Tower of Babel.
Tower of Babel?
The fall.
The fall. That's right. It's the fall. The fall of man. Completely changed economics. Completely changed the economy of the world. This is an excerpt from Gary North's book. It's called An Introduction to Christian Economics. It says this. It says, God has cursed the earth. This is the starting point for all economic analysis. The earth no longer gives up her fruits automatically. Man must sweat to eat. Furthermore, among the able-bodied, Paul wrote, if any would not work, neither should he eat. So Gary North says that and he was a lifelong student of biblical economics, a lifelong student of the Bible as it pertained to economic principles. And he says that the starting point for any economic analysis is the fall. And we can think of reasons for this. Why is it that the fall has affected economics so heavily? What did the fall do to the world's economy?
It instituted scarcity.
Scarcity, that's right. It instituted scarcity. What is scarcity? What does that mean? What does it mean that something is scarce?
There's not much of it.
There's not much of it, that's right. When a resource is scarce, that means that there's not much of it. There's only so much to go around. So the institution of scarcity permanently changed the economic system of the world. What else did the fall do? What else did the fall do? How did it change the actual work?
It made it harder to accumulate wealth.
That's right. It made it harder to accumulate wealth. That's right. Wealth now is accumulated by sweat and blood, right? You got to work hard. The world stopped giving up its fruit in the way that it did before. After the fall, now everything is much more difficult. The ground is harder to work. The ground is fighting back against us. What about the institution? What about the growing of thorns from the earth? What does that symbolize as far as our work and economic systems? So there's tending that happens whenever you have thorns growing out of the ground and weeds growing out of the ground. But what happens if you try to can you just go up to a thorn bush and just pull it out of the ground with your bare hands? No, you're going to get tore up. What's that? If you have really tough hands, yeah. If you have tough hands leathered by years of hard work. But if you don't, you got to put on gloves, right? And you're going to have to hack at that thorn bush. You're not just going to be able to pull it out of the ground. So the creation causes us to bleed because of our efforts in working and our efforts in tending. There are just sometimes when a thorn just starts growing up out of the ground, right? In a business, what could a thorn be? Jackson?
Lousy work,
yeah. You hire this dude and he's just doing lousy work. All of a sudden, dude just comes out of nowhere, a thorn in the midst of the garden, right? And then you've got to rip it out.
Power-thirsty employee.
What's that?
Power-thirsty employee.
Yeah, power-thirsty, sinful employee who comes in and tears everything up, right? Destroys everything, chokes everything out, just like a thorn bush would.
One of your trucks crashed into a telephone pole and you owe the telephone company $1 million.
Yes, yes, that's a great example. Just things that just come out of nowhere. It's just thorns. Like, that's just the nature of work. That wasn't how it was before the fall. Before the fall, there was never any conception of this destructive force of the creation under sin. The world was a perfect place. And you didn't have to worry about, you know, if a meteor was going to crash into your home, okay? I like to use, that's a good example. You know, just imagine, like, as we walk around every day, you could be going on your lemonade stand and then just a meteor just comes and just destroys it, right? That doesn't actually happen, but that's a good representation of the way that the creation is, right? Things just happen, like crazy things just happen. Like a rabid dog could just run through your neighborhood and just like scare all your business away or bite you, right? What's that? It could kill you, yeah, yeah. You could just be driving on your way to work one day and then you just get T-boned. That's the curse, right? So the curse affects us spiritually. The curse affects the world just in our everyday to day lives, but it also affects the nature of work, the nature of economies. Now you have lazy people who just don't want to work, like perfectly capable, ready to, you know, they could just jump into action as soon as they wanted to, but they just don't want to. Like, I don't feel like it. The ground being cursed, us being cursed. When we die, we're going to return to the dust, right? We're going to get buried and that's it, right? This makes our lives much more complicated as far as economic decision-making goes, because we only have so much time. Time is the most valuable resource, and it is... it's the most scarce. Yeah, you're always losing minutes, right? You only have so much time. You only have so much time to do work in this life. So people have to cooperate to bring forth economic success. No individual can really take dominion at full capacity in their own lives. It just doesn't happen. You have to work together. You have to store up for the generations after you. You have to teach your children. You have to have multiple sources of income.